إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our sixth session, reading from Awamil Islah al-Mujtama'i by Al-Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Abdul ibn Baz, rahimahullah, rahmatan wasi'a, yani the essential principles of social rectification. And before we look at the topic for tonight, we're going to quickly review some of the points from last week. Yani from the study guide, number 5, the first question being discussed, what is expected from those who Allah grants authority in the land? As mentioned in Surah Al-Hajj, 22nd Surah, 40 and 41st Ayat. What is expected from those who Allah grants authority, makes them rulers in the land? Naam. طيب, we're gonna start with Umrah, inshallah.
أقام الصلاة وآت الزكاة وأمر بالمعروف ونهى عن المنكر.
طيب, what is expected of them? That they should, somebody translate. He said in Arabic. Somebody translate. What is the meaning of this? Now,
establish the prayer.
Zakat
and comment for good. Commend the good and also forbid for what is prohibited.
Okay, so what is expected from the people if Allah established them as the rulers in the land, if He gives them authority in the land, they should establish the salah in all of what that means. They should yani establish the zakat, that yani the obligatory charity is collected and distributed in that land, and that they should enjoin the good and forbid the wrong. Second question. And keeping in mind, brothers and sisters, that yani it came in the Quran quite often that the establishment of salat and the zakat are mentioned together. And this is a good reminder to us that we shouldn't neglect either of them. Yani, if we are concerned about our salat, we should also be concerned about the zakat. And likewise, enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong, they are usually mentioned together, and therefore it's a reminder to us that it's not sufficient just to encourage people to do good, but we also have to yani warn people. We have to yani try to stop the evil that is in the land and not allow people to just do evil, especially yani the things that are clearly openly in disobedience to Allah and the major sins, and more importantly the shirk. Second question, discuss the characteristics of those whom Allah promises succession. Yani to the present rulers, who would succeed the present rulers. Discuss the characteristics of those people who Allah promises to give them authority in the land after the present rulers. And this is mentioned in Surah An-Nur, 24th Surah, 55th Ayat. Naam, Shuaib.
They believe in Allah.
Do righteous good deeds.
And they don't commit any shirk.
And that they shouldn't commit any shirk. Tayyib. Anybody want to add anything?
They worship Allah, ya'buduna.
Okay, so I think he sufficed by saying they don't commit shirk, but in the ayah it came that they should worship Allah alone and that they should not yani associate anything with Him in that worship. So even though yani if a person doesn't fall into any shirk then we might imagine that they're okay. But in any case, we should know that just like in La ilaha illallah, there's affirmation and negation, so likewise in this ayah it came, the affirmation of a tawheed and the negation of shirk. Naam, and okay, so naam, these are some of the characteristics of those who, yani if Allah, yani Allah promises them that He would make them to be, to succeed the present rulers, yani that is those who believe and do good deeds, and who worship Allah alone and do not fall into any shirk. Question number 3. Summarize the 9 characteristics of the believers mentioned in the above 2 ayats. Yani in 22nd surah 40 and 41st ayat and 24th surah 55th ayat. 9 characteristics mentioned in these 2 ayat. Now, I'm going to give Abdul Haq a chance, finally.
Those people
Okay, those who yansurun Allah, yani they support the deen of Allah. 1. Establish the prayer. 2. Establish the zakat. 3. They enjoin good. 4. They prohibit the evil. That's 5. They have iman in Allah. Okay, they worship Allah and they don't worship anything with Him. That's 8. We missed something. Who can help us? What did we miss? Huh? No. It's not mentioned in this. وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ يعني الإيمان وعمل الصالحات establishment of tawheed and يعني the avoidance of shirk. In addition to those who support Allah's deen, they establish the salat, establish the zakat, join the good and forbid the wrong. And in these ayats, Allah mentioned some of the very important characteristics of every believer. And these are the characteristics of those that Allah would help, and Allah would support them, and Allah would grant them victory, and He would establish them in the earth. Yani iman and amal as-salih. Yani tawheed and shirk. Salah and zakat. Amr bin ma'ruf wa nahy an munkar. Yani all of these things are things that we should be in every day of our life, yani making sure that we're characterized with these things. Supporting Allah's deen by establishing the salat and the zakat and enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong. The foundation, the fundamentals is iman and amal as-salih, yani establishing tawheed and avoiding ash-shirk. So these are characteristics that, yani in these ayats, and we should be reflecting upon and perhaps, yani memorizing these ayats so that these characteristics stay in the forefront of our minds. Okay, question number 4. Summarize the 4 favors that Allah promised to those possessing the above 9 characteristics. What did Allah promise to those people who possess these characteristics? Anybody in the back? Musa.
That Allah is going to help them.
That Allah will help them. Allah will help and support them. No.
And Allah is going to give them safety and security.
Allah will give them safety and security.
And He's going to take care from them too, right?
Okay, that's the same. Yeah, He will remove any. After their fear, He will give them safety and security. Now. Okay, He'll make them leaders in the earth. He will give them authority in the earth after those who were presently the rulers. One more, somebody.
Establish the deen.
And He will establish the deen, yani He will make their deen strong and have authority, yani their deen will be established in the land. Their deen will be established in the land. Question number 5. List 5 things that are necessary for the tahqiq, the realization of the shahada of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 5 things that's necessary for the tahqiq, yani the realization, the establishment, yani the putting into practice the shahada of Muhammad Rasulullah. Now, let's go to the back. Abdullah.
Worshipping Allah sincerely.
Worshipping Allah sincerely. Okay, of course there's no doubt that that's required, but what we're talking about shahada, Muhammad Rasulullah. The second part of the shahada. Now, Abdullah. Ta'zim sunnatihi. Yani the ta'zim of the sunnah. In the establishment of Muhammad Rasulullah, the realization of it requires that we honor and exalt and that we raise up and have respect for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani Muhammad Rasulullah. Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. When we say that, in order to realize it, we have to honor the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have to honor his sunnah. That means, I'm going to take a minute, inshallah. That means that we have to be dutiful to our parents. That's from the sunnah. Huh? That means that we have to have respect for our neighbors. That means that we have to honor the elders and have mercy upon our youth. It means that we have to establish the 5 prayers daily for men in the masjid, if they are able to. It means that we have to give from our wealth, according to what Allah has legislated, not according to how we feel. And it means the things that we normally say, like it means, allowing your beard to grow, and raising your garment above your ankles, and things like this also, yes. But before that, what about any respect for our parents? Where is that at? Is that a part of the sunnah? Some of us, we think the sunnah is just how we look. We have a long beard, we have a short thobe, mashallah. Is that important? It's of the utmost importance. It's from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. But that's not the whole of the sunnah. Respecting our elders is from the sunnah. Having mercy upon our children and our youth is also from the sunnah. Naam. Huh? Keeping family ties is from the sunnah. Greeting the Muslim when you see them, returning greetings. All of this is from the sunnah. Those who you know and those who you don't know. It's not only those who you know. Who's that? It doesn't matter. Somebody gave you salam, they return it. Now, in any case, I just want to emphasize this point because we say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, but the realization of Muhammadur Rasulullah requires more than just from the tongue. But it requires implementing the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it was implemented by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, so this one thing. Ta'zim as-sunnah. Naam, Abdullah. Da'watu ilayha. Calling to the sunnah. Not just practicing it by yourself in your own individual private life, but calling to the sunnah. Naam, calling people to the sunnah. Because the Muslims, overall, all over the earth, most of the people are not practicing the sunnah. Or at least, they may be practicing only a little bit of it. If anything at all. Calling to the sunnah. What else? Naam. Executing the objectives, the goals of the sunnah. The sunnah is set to establish what? What are its goals or objectives? To execute those things. Naam. Tahdhir. And warning against whatever is in opposition to it. Whatever is in contradiction to the sunnah. Warning against it. And one more matter. Tafsir al-Qur'an biha. Explaining the Qur'an by the sunnah. Wherever the ayahs in the Qur'an, that might not be clear to some people. Explaining the Qur'an by the sunnah. Now, because the sunnah explains the Qur'an. It clarifies the Qur'an. It expresses the meaning of the Qur'an. Naam, it exemplifies the Qur'an. So this is, all of this are from those things that are necessary for the realization, the actualization of the sunnah. It's not just in making speeches about it, and waving flags and banners, sunnah, and wearing on our shirts and on our coats, sunnah. That's not the establishment of the sunnah. Perhaps that has nothing at all to do with the sunnah. Allah musta'an. Question number 6. Mention other awamil, essential principles necessary for islah al-mujtama, which follow the foundation of at-tawheed. Other awamil that follow the foundation, which is the tawheed, the shahadatain. What other awamil are there for islah, for rectification of the society? I'm going to go to Musa, then I'm going to come across to Abdul Haq, and then Omar, if he wants to add some. Give us one.
Praying.
Calling people to the fara'id. To the fara'id, including salat and zakat and siyam and hajj. Calling people to this, to the establishment of the obligatory duties that we owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam, another one. Maharim. And also, prohibiting the people from the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. Another one. Naam. Naam, enjoining the good. This is from the, very important principles or factors for rectification of the society. No society will be rectified without enjoining good, calling people to good. Naam. And along with it, naam. Muhammad. Ikhlas in Allah. Naam. But that's from the beginning. That's from the foundation. We're talking about secondary awamil, or other principles. And yanha al munkar, enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong. Huh? Exerting oneself to rectify, yani to improve the conditions of the people by enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong. This is a means of rectifying. And okay, and also, maybe you were alluding to something else. Huh?
Al-istiqama.
Naam, I mean, al-istiqama is, yani, is the overall, yani, general, comprehensive principle that we want to establish. But from the...
Yadu'u ila Allah, a dawah
in the land is one of the things for rectification of the side, that there's dawah in the land. Naam. And as far as the people, naam, Sheikh mentioned one more thing related to the people. Working on yourself, naam. But we're talking about yani rectification of society as a whole. Yani from the things that the Shaykh mentioned was islah ذات البين. Yani reconciling the disputes between the people. Yani people have disputes, husband and wife, parent and child, neighbors, and different people in the society. Yani they have disputes. Reconciling the disputes of the people, not just leaving the people to be at enmity and having hatred for one another because they have a dispute, but trying to fix those things. And this, we read in some of the biographies of some of the scholars in the past that we have discussed, how some of them were known for this, that they used to make every effort to reconcile, to fix the problems between the people, not just leaving the people in this kind of condition.
Giving the neighbors their rights?
Now, that's, yeah, from the general things, now. But, I mean, that, giving the neighbors their rights is, yani, may come under, yani, enjoining the good, forbidding the wrong, establishing the things that Allah has made obligatory on the people. But these are some of the principal, yani, factors that, yani, are for, that are necessary for the rectification of the society. Okay, after that we go to number 7, discuss the author's description of the Sahaba's way of seeking knowledge. What was their source of knowledge and what was their intent in seeking it? The Sahaba and the Tabi'een and the early generations of the Muslims. Nobody else who didn't answer? Yeah? Tayyib, Abdul Qadir.
The Shahada is, the meaning of the Shahada is act upon it.
Okay, acting upon the meaning of Shahada. But we, here I'm talking about specifically, yani the Sahaba's way of seeking knowledge. What were the sources of their knowledge and their intent in seeking knowledge specifically? What were the sources of their knowledge and what was their intent in seeking knowledge? Sharif.
Starting from the Quran and the Sunnah.
Quran and Sunnah, naam.
And following the Tabi'een,
Okay, but yeah, but I mean that's for us to follow behind the early generation of Muslims. But we're talking about Sahaba themselves. And the Sahaba, they wasn't following anybody. They were the people who are to be followed. They were following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what was their method? What was their source? What was their intent in seeking knowledge? Naam, Abdul Haq.
The source is was the Quran and the Sunnah.
Okay, their source was the Quran and Sunnah. Naam.
They memorize and they act upon it.
They used to memorize and act upon it. Okay.
Righteous intention.
The intention, their righteous intention was what? What was their intention in seeking knowledge? To act upon it. Yani, the point here is what? The source of their knowledge was the Quran and the Sunnah. There were no other books at that time. It was just the Quran and Sunnah. So they devoted themselves to reading, to reflecting upon the Quran, and to memorizing and seeking the knowledge from the Sunnah. They concentrated on these two sources, but with the intent, not just to seek knowledge and the benefit there, but more importantly, I need to act upon the knowledge that they got from those sources. To act upon it. That's really the point. The point is that, yani, in seeking knowledge, there should be an intent to gain the benefit of the knowledge that will be guidance for us, but also then to act upon it. Because if that's not in the intent, then when you collect information, if there's no intent to act upon it, what is the real benefit? Rather, it will be only harmful to you, because it will be a proof against you. Question number 8, last question. Discuss the Imam's advice, and Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah, his advice when he mentions that we measure ourselves, or that we compare ourselves with the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he mentioned a number of things in this advice, and this advice is very important advice, and it doesn't mean that we have to memorize it, but at least we should read it and reflect upon it, and we should take it to heart, and then try ourselves to act upon this tremendous advice from the Imam of our era, Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Baz. Now, he said...
Yeah, so the Sheikh said that in light of the Sahaba, we should be taking our knowledge from the Quran and the Sunnah.
Like the Sahaba did, we should be taking our knowledge from the Quran and from the Sunnah.
Yeah, and also from the explanation of the ulama.
And also from the speech of the scholars, that which will help us to understand the Quran and the Sunnah. Yani, that's very important. Take our knowledge from the Quran and Sunnah as they did, but further than that, for us today, is to take from the speech of the scholars that which will help us to understand the Quran and Sunnah. And he also said, after this, very importantly,
he said that we should be diligent to seek the knowledge for ourselves, to learn and act, know how to act, and also guide the rest of us.
Naam, that we should be diligent in this seeking knowledge and seeking understanding of the deen, so that we can be those who are able to guide the society, and also, yani, to direct ourselves, to guide our own selves. Yani, this knowledge, it should be with the intent of rectifying ourselves and rectifying the society, that we be salih and muslih. Yani, that we purify, rectify, correct and improve ourselves, so that we can become salih, and that we also rectify the society as a Muslim. And he also said, فَتَبْدَى بِنَفْسِكَ Meaning?
Start with yourself.
Meaning that whatever you have gained from the book and the sunnah, start with yourself. Work on yourself. And then, yani, after you worked on yourself and rectified yourself and improved yourself, then you're in a better position to help to rectify the society. So that you should be as though you're in competition. Yani, be of those who hasten to be the first of those in the salat. And the first of those in every good deed. And the furthest of those from every type of evil. Huh? That this knowledge should enable us to be the best of the people in doing good, and the furthest of the people from evil. And finally, he said also, he said that we should, yani, we should make sure that we are in compliance with that which is required in order to execute what came in the book and what came in the sunnah, so that it will reflect in our speech, and it will reflect in our actions, yani, whether it is with our friends, or with our companions, our brothers, our helpers, whoever it is in the society. That the execution of Quran and Sunnah should be reflected in all of our speech, and in all of our actions, with whoever we are with, in public and in private, at home and abroad. And this advice is a very good advice from the Imam, Allah yarhamuhu, and hopefully, yani, we should, yani, take it to heart and strive to reflect upon it a little bit and act upon it as much as possible. Tayyib. With this, inshallah, we're going to look at our subject for tonight. We're going to continue where we left off at, where the Shaykh, he begins, I think it's on page 25. Sharif, what page?
25.
Now, and the English translation, we're on page 25, where the Shaykh, he says, فَكُلُّ عَامِلٍ مِنْ عَوَامِلَ الْإِصْلَحِ يَتَطَلَّبُ إِخْلَاصًا وَصِدْقًا. What page is it on in Arabic?
12.
Huh? 12. Now, bottom. فَكُلُّ عَامِلٍ مِنْ عَوَامِلَ الْإِصْلَحِ يَتَطَلَّبُ إِخْلَاصًا وَصِدْقًا. This is a very important point. The Imam is saying every principle, every factor from the factors, from the principles of rectification of the society require from us ikhlas and sidq. Ikhlas and sidq. Before I go on, I want to ask, what is the definition of ikhlas? And what is the definition of a sidq? Now, Mustafa.
Ikhlas, sincerity.
Sincerity, okay. Anybody want to give further detail? Naam. You want to give? Yeah? Abdulhaq?
Doing something just for the sake of
it. Yani, doing something, whatever we do, whatever we say, that the intent behind it, the murad of everything that we say and what everything that we do, it should be seeking the face of Allah. Ibtigha wajhillah. Yani, the ikhlas is that the intent behind whatever we say and whatever we do is that we are only seeking by it the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a sidq. What is the meaning of a sidq? Naam.
Truthfulness.
Truthfulness. And a detailed definition? Detailed definition of sidq. Naam. Okay, that's a good way of expressing it in a simpler way. Yani, that which you believe in your heart, huh? It's expressed through your speech and your actions. Al-Hakimi said, Naam.
Be truthful to Allah.
Being truthful to Allah. Does anybody remember what Al-Hakimi said? He said that we testify to the truthfulness of what we say by our actions. يَسْدُقَ يعني يَسْدُقَ قَوْلَهُ بِعَمَلِهِ أو بِفِعْلِهِ. Yani, that we prove the truthfulness of what we are saying, because we might be saying words that are true. So a person may be saying, you know, absolutely, unquestionably, there's nothing that deserves we worship except Allah. That's true. But sidq here doesn't mean just saying words that are true, but that our actions support the truthfulness of what we're saying. That's very important. Because probably, yani, people just say, well, I'm telling the truth, but you're not acting upon it. It requires of us action. So the Shaykh is saying here, Imam Abdulaziz ibn Ibaz, he's saying that every principle, every factor for rectification requires from us ikhlas, that we're doing it sincerely for the sake of Allah alone, seeking the face of Allah alone, and that we're doing it, yani, sidqan, meaning that what we're doing, yani, our actions are in correspondence or in agreement, yani, in confirmation of what we are claiming on our tongue. So he says, فَالدَّعْوَةِ إِلَى التَّوْهِيدِ اللَّهِ تَحْتَاجِ إِلَى إِخْلَاصِ وَصِدْقِ. So indeed, the calling to the Tawheed of Allah, and that's our foundation, the calling to the Tawheed of Allah, it requires sincerity, ikhlas, and it requires sidq. Yani, if we want to be from those people who call to Tawheed, and that's the foundation of the rectification of the society, then it requires that we have ikhlas in this call to Tawheed, and that we are, yani, we have sidq. And it also requires bayan ma'ana la ilaha illallah wa anna ma'anaha la ma'abud bihaqqin illallah, la ma'abud bihaqqin illallah wa anna alwajiba alhadaru min ash-shirki kullihi daqiqihi wa jalilihi وتحذير الناس منه كما فعل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وكما فعل أصحابه رضي الله عنهم وأرضاهم. يعني the da'wah to tawheed requires ikhlas and it requires sidq, and it also requires clarification of the meaning of la ilaha illallah. يعني we call into tawheed, it requires clarification of the meaning of la ilaha illallah. Because as I said in the past, and I'll say it again, many people, I continue to see it until today, in books that are written or translated into English, La ilaha illallah, they translate as there's no God but Allah. So we have to clarify, what is the meaning of La ilaha illallah? Yani, there's no God but Allah, that's not the meaning of La ilaha illallah. But rather the Shaykh, he says here in simple language, and the meaning of La ilaha illallah is la ma'abud bihaqqin illallah, that there's nothing that is worshipped in truth, there's nothing that has a right to be worshipped that deserves to be worshipped except Allah. That's the meaning of La ilaha illallah. There are many aliha that are worshipped besides Allah, but none of them deserve to be worshipped. And this is the meaning of La ilaha illallah, that there's nothing that deserves to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also the da'wah to tawheed also requires that as an obligation, it is obligatory upon us to warn or to be cautioned from shirk, that we ourselves avoid shirk, all of it. دَقِيقِهِ وَجِلِيلِهِ Yani that which is fine, if the act of shirk that is not apparent, as well as the act of shirk that is obvious. Because the shirk that is what? Shirk khafi. That may be hidden, that even the person doing it might not be conscious of. But we have to avoid shirk, all of it. And we must also warn the people from it. That's two things. That we ourselves have to avoid shirk, and we also have to warn the people from shirk. And this again goes back to the same principle of the salih and the muslih. That we must not be satisfied with avoiding shirk ourselves, but we must also warn the people from it. Otherwise, how will we rectify the society? And this is what was done by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani in the way that it was done by him and in the way that it was done by his companions. May Allah be pleased with them, and may Allah please them, yani make them to be pleased. And then the Shaykh says, وَتَدَبُّرُ الْقُرْآنِ وَبِي تَدَبُّرُ الْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ يَتَّضِحُ هَذَا الْمَعْنَى كَثِيرًا Yani that this meaning, the meaning of La ilaha illallah and what is required from it, yani to warn against shirk and to be cautioned from shirk, this meaning becomes clear with reflection upon the magnificent Qur'an. It becomes clear, very clear. وَهَكَذَا السُّنَّةِ And likewise, the sunnah, the study of the sunnah, the reflection upon the sunnah, also makes clear to us this, the importance of La ilaha illallah and the meaning of La ilaha illallah and what it requires. وَهَكَذَا السُّنَّةِ يعني تعظيمها ودعوة إليها exalting, honoring, raising up the sunnah and calling to the sunnah likewise requires al-ikhlas and al-sidq. It also requires al-ikhlas with sidq also. Now, يعني the raising up of the sunnah and the calling to the sunnah يعني requires ikhlas and it requires sidq. And all of this is ba'da al-iman anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Yani this, the raising up, the honoring of the sunnah and the calling to the sunnah is what necessarily follows having iman that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. If we have iman in this, yani shahada, this statement of the two statements, yani of Islam, shahadatain, if we have iman that Muhammad is Rasulullah, he is the Messenger of Allah, then what follows that is that we exalt, that we respect his sunnah and that we call to it. It follows having iman that Muhammad is Rasulullah. And it follows, yani وَأَنَّ الْوَاجِبْ اتِّبَاعُهُ It follows, yani believing and knowing that it is obligatory to follow him. Yani if we believe that he is the Messenger of Allah, then it is obligatory to follow him. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ أَرْسَلَهُ إِلَى النَّاسِ كَافَةً عَرَبِهِمْ وَعَجَمِهِمْ وَجِنِّهِمْ وَإِنسِهِمْ وَذُكُورِهِمْ وَإِنَاثِهِمْ And that Allah, and it also requires of us, what? To believe that Allah has sent him to all of humanity. The Arabs and the non-Arabs. The jinn and the human beings. The males and the females. فَعَلَى جَمِيعَ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ أَنْ يَتَّبِعُوهُ So it is obligatory upon all of the people of the earth to follow him. And if we believe this, that he is the messenger of Allah and that it's obligatory to follow him and that he has been sent to the whole of humanity, then yani, the following of the sunnah is not only upon certain people in the Arab lands or in other, which certain countries, Muslim lands, Rather, it's obligatory upon the whole of humanity. كما قال سبحانه وتعالى, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, in Surah Al-A'raf, 7th Surah, 158th Ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, قل يا أيها الناس, يعني Allah is saying to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, this is what Allah is ordering him to say, قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا. All people, yani the whole of humanity, indeed I am the Messenger of Allah to you all, jami'an. The Messenger of Allah, الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْقُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتِ فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّي الَّذِي يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَكَلِمَاتِهِ وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَحْتَدُونَ. Yani Allah is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, all people, all humanity, indeed, surely, certainly I am the Messenger of Allah to you all. Allah, the one who is the owner of the heavens and the earth. لَهُ مُلْقُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And there is nothing that deserves worship besides him. He is the one who gives life, and he is the one who causes death. Therefore, believe in Allah and his Messenger, the Prophet, the Ummi Prophet, the unlettered Prophet, yani who didn't know how to read and write. The one who, yani the Prophet who, believes in Allah and who believes in his words. That is the Quran and what he has revealed. وَاتَّبِعُوهُ, and therefore we are commanded to follow him. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَحْدَدُونَ, so that you may be guided. And the Shaykh says, وَقَالَ قَبْلَهَا سُبْحَانَهُ, and Allah said before this ayat in Surah Al-A'raf 158, he said it before that, in the ayah before that, 157. And here he mentions the end of the ayah. It's a long ayah. The Shaykh mentions the end of it. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Therefore, those who believe in him, and who honor him, and who help and support him, and who follow the light which has been revealed, sent down with him, these are those who are successful. Yani both of these ayats and many other ayats besides that, yani call to the point of what? Following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَحْتَدُونَ, so that you may be guided. Yani وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ, and follow the light, that is the Quran, that has been sent down with him, so that you may be successful. So that you may be guided, so that you may be successful. And then the Shaykh, he says, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَهُ وَعَظَّمَ أَمْرَهُ وَنَحْيَهُ فَهُوَ الْمُفْلِحُ وَمَنْ حَادَّ عَنْ ذَلِكَ وَتَبِعَ الْهَوَى وَالشَّيْطَانِ فَهُوَ الْخَاسِرُ الْحَالِكُ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا كُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. So whoever follows him and honors his command that he came with, and his prohibition that he came with from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this one is the muflih, the one who is successful. And whoever opposes, contradicts, goes away from that, yani from following him and honoring that which he came, yani the commands and prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever disobeys that, contradicts that, and follows the desires, and follows shaitan, then this one is the khasir, the loser, the halik, the one who will be destroyed. And the Shaykh says, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا كُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And this is a statement, yani here, wallahu alam, yani where he is yani expressing the seriousness of the matter. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا كُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. It's very serious. And whoever follows him, they will be successful. And whoever opposes him, they will be destroyed. And this is similar to the saying, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 115th Ayah, وَمَنْ يُشَاكِكَ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِيَ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاعَدْ مَصِيرًا. And either whoever opposes the messenger after the huda has been made clear, and they follow other than the way of the believers, instead of following Yani Islam, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, other than the way of the Sahaba. Because the believers, when this ayah was real, was Sahaba. وَيَتَّبِيَ غَيْرَ سَبِيلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, meaning the Sahaba. Then we will turn them to that which they turned themselves and admit them into Jahannam. And evil is it as a destination. Yani this ayah is yani in agreement. Yani it's coming with the same meaning that the Shaykh mentions here, whoever follows the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as opposed to whoever opposes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever follows him, they will be successful, and whoever opposes him will be at loss and they will be destroyed. I just want to look just quickly at these two ayats. And there are many ayats like this in the Quran. I'm going to just read a little bit of the tafsir concerning these two ayats, just to see yani the power of what yani these two ayats contain. And how, of course, the Imam Abdulaziz ibn Baz, you know, he intended by these ayats, yani some meanings that may be lost to us in translation, in just the translation of it, or even reading in Arabic, right? But the Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, he says, rahimahullah, concerning the first of those two ayats, yani 7th surah, 158th ayat, the first ayat that he mentioned, he said that the meaning of, a part of the meaning of this ayat is, as we already mentioned, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا, yani that he is sent to the whole of humanity, the Arabs and the non-Arabs, the people of the book and other than them. The Shaykh mentions أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ and other than them. And then he says فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. I'm just giving some of the tafsir. He said, so therefore believe in Allah and His Messenger, yani النَّبِيَ الْأُمِّي. He said, believe in Him, فَآمِنُوا إِيمَانًا فِي الْقَلْبِ مُتَضَمِّنًا لِأَعْمَالَ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْجَوَارِهِ. This is a very important point. Believe in Allah and His Messenger. What kind of iman? Iman that's in the heart, that contains within it, or that includes within it, أَعْمَالَ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْجَوَارِهِ. Yani iman that includes the actions of the heart and also the actions of the limbs of the body. Yani it's not an iman that a person can claim I have iman in my heart. Because this iman requires actions as well. And then he says, الَّذِي يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ وَكَلِمَاتِهِ, yani the prophet, the unlettered prophet, who believes in Allah and who believes in his words. Yani believe in this messenger, this upright messenger who's upright in his aqaid and in his a'mal. Yani in what he believes in his heart, his aqeedah, and in his actions is upright. Believe in this prophet whose aqidah is upright and whose actions are upright, and follow him that you may be guided. وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَحْتَدُونَ, that you may be guided. Most of the people around us are misguided. They're lost. But follow him and you will be guided. Yani to that which is in the best interests of yourself. فِي الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Yani مَصَالِحُكُمْ الدِّينِيَّ وَالدُّنْيَوِيَّ. And that will be within your interest in your worldly affairs and in your religious affairs. And then he says, yani Shaykh Sa'di, he says, فَإِنَّكُمْ إِذَا لَمْ تَتَّبِعُوهُ ضَلَلْتُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. For indeed, if you do not follow him, you will be misguided, yani far astray. As far as the second ayat, yani just a little bit of what he said concerning this of importance. So believe, yani so those who believe in him, and who honor him, and who support him, and who follow the light which has been sent down with him, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These are those who are the successful. The Shaykh, he says, yani that this light which was sent down with him, it is the Qur'an. The Qur'an which lightens up all kinds of darkness. The darkness of ashak and the darkness of jahalat. Yani the doubts that people have, and the ignorance that people have, yani it sheds light on those things and brings people into light, and then it guides them, and it's a means that can be followed, yani whenever there is what? Contradictions in the sayings of the people on whatever we heard, it will be a guide for us. This Quran will be a guide for us. And then he said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These are those who are the muflihun. He said, they are the ظافرون بِخَيْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. They are those who will be triumphant, who will be victorious in achieving the good of this world and the next life. مُفْلِحُونَ, in this world and in the next life. وَنَاجِحُونَ مَنْ شَرِّهِمَا, and they will be saved from the evil of this world and the next life. And that is because لِأَنَّهُمْ أَتَوْا بِأَكْبَرْ أَسْبَابِ الْفَلَاحِ. And that is because they came with the greatest causes or reasons or means of success. Yani, which is what? Following the Prophet ﷺ and following the light that has been sent down with him. As far as those who didn't believe in this unleaded Prophet, and they didn't honor him, and they didn't support him, and they didn't follow the light which has been sent down with him, then indeed these are those who are the losers. After this, yani Shaykh Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Baz rahimahullah, he begins to talk about, yani goes to another topic related to this matter. He says, وَالْعَوَامِلْ تَتَعَدَّدُ بِحَسَبْ مَا تَدْعُ إِلَيْهِ وَمَا تَنْهَى عَنُهُ. Yani that the awamil, the principles of rectification, the factors of rectifying the society are numerous in accordance with what you are calling to and what you are prohibiting from. Yani depending on what you are calling to and what you are warning the people against, you might use different means, different awamil. فَأَنْتَ تَجْتَحِدُ فِي اِخْتِيَارِ الْعَامِلَ الَّذِي تَقُومُ بِهِ. So you must strive and make an effort to choose the amil, yani the principle or the element or the factor which you are going to utilize. You have to choose the right one for what you are trying to do. There are many things that we can use for rectification of the society. We have to know which one to use. So you have to تجتهد في اختيار العامل. يعني the عامل الشرعي, the legislated, يعني principle, which you know its basis, you know its foundation, and you know from where it is taken, from the book and from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Choose whichever one is appropriate for the area that you are engaged in. فَأَنْتَ تَدْعُ النَّاسِ إِلَى دِينِ اللَّهِ. For indeed, you are calling people to the deen of Allah. وَإِلَى أَدَاءِ فَرَائِضِ اللَّهِ. And to the fulfillment of the obligatory duties that we owe to Allah. And to abandonment of the things that Allah has made haram upon the way which was traveled by the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So choose carefully, yani, which element, which principle of rectification you're going to use. والأوامل والمجتمعات تختلف. So the principles, يعني the elements of rectification and the societies differ. They are not all the same. Every society is not the same. يعني it's just like if you go to the people in a big city or you go to people in the rural area. You go to people in the north and you go to people in the south of the same country. It's not the same. What if you go to another country? It's not the same. Societies are different. The Arab society is different than the Western society. The African society is different than the Asian society. One country in Africa, the society is different than another country in Africa. The society amongst people of a tribe may be different from another tribe. Societies are different, and likewise, the means that we use for rectifying from one society to another, what we choose from the secondary awamil, we should choose according to what we are calling to or what we are warning against. So the Shaykh says, he gives us an example of two societies. فَالْمُجْتَمَعَ الْحَارِبُ لِلْدِينِ. The society that is at war with the deen. The one in which there is no leader that will help you towards rectification and guidance of the people. Disbelieving society. There's no leader there who's going to help you to rectify the society and to bring the people to right guidance. تَعْمَلُ فِيهِ كَمَا عَمِلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي مَكَّةِ. So in this kind of society, you should act in accordance with the way the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم acted in Mecca. In Mecca. One, تَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِالْحُسْنَى وَبِالْأُسْلُوبِ الْحَسَنِ وَبِالْكَلِمَاتِ اللَّيِّنَةِ. Yani that you call to Allah with goodness and with يعني الأسلوب الحسن, with يعني pleasant manners. Your mode of calling the people should be يعني a good أسلوب, a good manner of calling the people, a good method of calling the people pleasantly. والكلمات اللينة, soft. Yani kind, gentle speech. Because what this society is at war with Islam. And there's nobody in that society who has authority to help you. So you call the people with kindness, with gentleness, with goodness, with a pleasant yani mode or manner of da'wah. Hatta yadkhula ma takhulu fil qulub. Until or so that what you are saying will enter into the hearts of the people. Because of the way that you approach them, with kindness, with gentleness. So you can reach the hearts of the people. You cannot reach the hearts of the people with harshness and rudeness and disrespect and belittling people and threatening people. That doesn't reach the hearts of the people. وَحَتَّى يُؤَثِّرَ فِيهَا. So that what you are saying will enter the hearts of the people and it will affect their hearts. It will have an effect on their hearts. That's the goal, to affect the hearts of the people. فَيَحْصُلْ بِذَلِكَ انجذاب القلوب إلى طاعة الله وتوحيده. And in this way, the hearts of the people, there will be an attraction, there will be an inclination of the hearts of the people to obedience to Allah and to the tawheed of Allah, singling out Allah alone. This is what we can do individually. Collectively, the Shaykh says, I'm saying, yani collectively, he said, تتعاونوا مع إخوانك. Yani that means that don't, this da'wah is not just by yourself, but cooperate with your brothers. وَمَنْ سَارَ عَلَى نَهْجِكَ فِي الدَّعْوَةِ النَّاسِ وَإِرْشَادِهِمْ بِالطُّرُقِ اللَّيِّنَةِ. Yani, ta'awun, cooperate with your brothers and those who are traveling upon the same manhaj of da'wah, of calling the people and guiding them by gentle ways. طُرُقِ اللَّيِّنَةِ. Cooperate with those people who are following the same manhaj of gentleness and kindness. Huh? And leniency with the people in trying to reach them first, to reach their hearts so that their hearts be inclined to what you're saying to them and their hearts will be inclined to obedience to Allah and the tawheed of Allah. This is in the societies that it's possible for you to go amongst them. يعني المجتمعات التي يمكن حضورها. يعني those places that we might have access to. يعني the non-Muslim societies that you might have access to by one means or another. Either that you are living there or they allow you to travel there. And this is until the iman becomes firmly established in the hearts. And until and so that yani the iman will spread amongst the people along accompanied with its clear evidences. And of course this means that yani that we're calling people with knowledge, with evidences for what Yani is the foundation and the support of what we are calling the people to. This is in the society, he said, al-mujtama al-muharib lid-deen. Second example, he gives different approach. وَفِي الْمُجْتَمَعَ الْإِسْلَامِ وَفِي الْمُجْتَمَعَ الْإِسْلَامِ وَوُجُودَ الْقَائِدَ الْإِسْلَامِ الَّذِي يُعِينُكَ. Yani the Islamic society, and of course, he means by Islamic society means yani society in which the Muslims are predominant. Not necessarily the Sharia is fully established, but yani in the general Muslim society, where there's a Muslim ruler, there's present a qaid, yani a Muslim leader, who will help you in that society. That's not present in the society that's war with Islam. This is a different type of society, different type of approach. He said, يَكُونُ لَكَ نَشَاطٌ أَكْثَرْ فِي الْعَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَحِنَ الْمُنْكَرِ. In this society, you have more activity in enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong. You are really very limited in the society that is at war with Islam, enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong. Telling the people you go and make salat. Telling the people you should be fasting. In this society, not so. But in the Muslim society, naam. In the Muslim society where there's a ruler who will help you and support you and aid you, then you'll be more active in using this amil, that is this element of rectification, in joining the good and forbidding the wrong. والاتصال بالمسؤولين عند وجود المعاندين والذين يخشى من عنادهم الخطأ على المجتمع على المجتمع. And not only that, you'll be active, more active in enjoying the good and forbidding wrong, you will also be in contact with the mas'uleen, those who are responsible, who have authority in the land, those who are responsible for the affairs of the people. You'll be in contact with them at the time when there are those who resist, al-mu'anideen, who oppose, who are stubborn resistance to your call for the rectification of the society. So what that means, you will get in contact with the people who are mas'ul and al-mujtama, and people who have authority in the land. The mayor, the governor, I don't know, whatever, the emir, the emir of the mantiqa, you will get in touch with the people who have authority. When you find those people who it is feared that their resistance and their stubbornness will be a danger to the society. So you will enjoin the good and forbid the wrong, and when you find resistance to that, for the rectification of the society, you go to the people in authority and let them deal with it. وَتَكُونُ مَا ذَلِكَ سَالِكًا الْمَسْلَكَ الْقَوِيمُ بِالرِّفْقِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَالصَّبْرِ. And then the Shaykh says, and along with that, enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong, and being in contact with those in authority in the land to support the rectification of the society, along with that, he said you should travel yani a path of uprightness through ar-rifq, gentleness, and al-hikmah, wisdom, and al-sabr, patience. Yani even though you enjoy the good and forbidden the wrong, and you have the people in authority in the land and the government supporting you, at the same time still, we're upon a straight path, an upright path, yani that utilizes gentleness and wisdom and patience. And this is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran Surah Al-Asr, 103rd Surah, 1st and 2nd and 3rd Ayat, وَلَا عَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Yani Allah swears by the time that indeed the human being, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ بِدُونْ إِسْتِثْنَى, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ, all human beings are in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ, here's the exception, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Four things. Except those who believe, who have this kind of iman, وَالْعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and do righteous deeds, and enjoin one another in truth, yani to the truth, to the deen, to the whole of the deen of Allah, and who enjoin upon one another patience. The Shaykh says, so it is of necessity that there be sabr, patience, and that there be enjoining, yani upon one another, the truth, calling to the truth and enjoining it upon one another and calling to that truth, dawa ilayhi, until you be successful in fulfilling your task. Okay. We're going to close here with this surah. And I want to mention first what Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i rahimahullah said concerning this surah. Naam. Listen up, please. Naam. Anybody else? Memorize the saying of Imam Shafi'i? Naam. In English, okay. Who knows? Give us the translation. Yani Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, Abdul Haq?
If there was no surah,
لو لا أنزل الله على خلقه حجة إلا هذه السورة لكفتهم. It would have sufficed them. Yani if Allah had not revealed upon His creation, His creatures, as a proof, as a hujjah, anything except this surah, it would have been sufficient for them. And this statement requires a long discussion. Okay, but the point is, it shows the understanding, the knowledge of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, his understanding of the importance of this very short surah, three ayats. Probably most of us, when we first became a Muslim, unless we were born in Muslim families, I mean the people in America, we accepted Islam. When we accepted Islam, probably one of the first surahs we learned was Surah Al-Asr, Kul Huwa Allah Ahad, Surah Al-Ikhlas, like this. Because, yani, we don't know Arabic, right? We're trying to learn something short, so we find the shortest one, not knowing the value of this short surah that we have memorized. And maybe we didn't know the meaning of it and significance and importance of it until long time after. But Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, said, if Allah had not revealed upon His creatures, His creation, the people, as a hujjah, anything except this one little surah, then it would have been sufficient for them. لَكَفَتْهُمْ. So this shows the importance of this surah. The Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Ibaz rahimahullah, wallahi, when he recited this surah, there's no doubt in his mind, in his heart, there's a lot of things coming in his mind. But because, yani, there's much to say, right? So he didn't stop on it. But anyway, we want to just stop on a minute. We'll just close with this. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, he says in the tafsir of this surah, that Allah the Most High has sworn by the time. Wal asr. He swears by the time. Yani, that is the day and the night. Yani, the place in which the actions and the deeds of the human being will take, yani, will occur. Yani, in the time, in the day and in the night. Wal asr. He swears that every human being will be khasir, will be at loss. And the meaning of khasir is the opposite of rabih. Yani, the khasir is the opposite of the one who, rabih, who gained the benefit. Yani, the one who gained the profit, they got more. Yani, the khasir is the one who lost. They didn't get any benefit. They didn't get any profit. They are the loser. He swears by the time that every human being is in loss. And the khasir, the Shaykh says, والخسار مراتب متعددة متفاوتة. Yani, that the loss that we are talking about here is متعددة. There's more than one kind of loss. And they're متفاوتة. They're not all the same. The loss that Allah is talking about, every human being is lost, it's not all the same. There's different levels of loss, different degrees of loss, and there are different types of loss. متعددة متفاوتة. قد يكون خسارا مطلقا. It's possible that for some of the people, the meaning here, they are loss, absolute loss. And total loss. What do we mean by total loss? كَحَالْ مَنْ خُسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Like the one who lost the whole of this world and the next life. فَاتَهُ النَّعِيمِ. He lost the na'im, the jannah. وَاسْتَحَقُّ الْجَحِيمِ. And he is entitled to the hellfire. That's the total loss. That's خسارة مطلقا. وقد يكون خسارا من بعد وجوه دون بعد. And it may be that the person who is at loss, because he said all human beings at loss, except those who have those four characteristics. Everybody else has some kind of loss, whether it's total loss or some loss in some areas to the exclusion of other areas. يكون خاسرا من بعد وجوه دون بعد. Not in every aspect. ولهذا عمم الله الخسار لكل إنسان. For this reason, Allah made it general that this loss that He mentioned in this ayat, by the time verily man is in loss, is for every human being, except the one who is described with four sifat: al-iman, wa'amal as-salih, wa-tawasi bil-haq, wa-tawasi bil-sabr. And then the Shaykh explains them, and this is what we're going to close with. He said, except the one who has these four characteristics. Okay, we might say, I have iman, I have some good deeds, I'm enjoying some good, yani haq, and I'm also being enjoying patience. So maybe I'm from those, not necessarily. Don't be hasty. Al-iman, here means, the one who's described with the iman, bima amara Allah bil-iman bihi. The one who has the iman in all of what Allah has commanded us to have iman in. وَلَا يَكُونُ وَالْإِيمَانِ بِدُونَ الْعِلْمِ. And iman will never exist without knowledge. فَهُوَ فَرْعٌ عَنْهُ لَا يُتِمُّ إِلَّا بِهِ. Yani, because knowledge is a branch of iman. And iman will never be completed without it. Without knowledge. So this iman is an iman that also requires a person to have knowledge. وَالْعَمَلَ الصَّالِ. What عَمَلَ الصَّالِ? هَذَا شَامِلٌ لِأَفْعَالِ الْخَيْرِ كُلِّهَا. This is inclusive of every act of good, all of them, الظاهر والباطنة, that which is, yani, seen outwardly, and that which is inwardly, yani, the actions of the heart, the outer actions and the inward actions. المتعلقة بحقوق الله وحقوق عباده, that which is connected to the rights of Allah, and that which is connected to the rights of the servants of Allah. Not just the rights of Allah, عمل الصالح, that's connected to the rights of Allah, but also the rights of the human beings, our parents, our children, our neighbors, and the non-Muslims in the society that we are living in, that have a right that we call them to Allah. Okay? The amal as-salih is inclusive of all good deeds. That which is done outwardly and that which is done inwardly. That which entails the rights of Allah and the rights of the human beings. Al-wajib wa al-mustahabba. Yani, that which is obligatory, good deeds, and that which is not obligatory is mustahabba. Also, this included in that. وَتَوَاسِي بِالْحَقِّ, and enjoining the truth upon one another. الَّذِي, this haqq, he said, that we enjoin upon one another. He said, الَّذِي هُوَ الْإِيمَانُ وَالْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ. The haqq, which is the iman and amal al-salih. We just got talking about iman and amal al-salih, right? In reference to ourselves. The people who have iman and they have amal al-salih. And then they enjoin the truth, which is iman and amal al-salih for others, calling people, other people to iman and amal al-salih. That is, that they are advising one another with this, to have iman and amal al-salih. Not just that person is describing themselves, but they're also enjoining upon others. They are encouraging them. They are causing them to be yani desirous of this iman and amal as-salih. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاسِي بِالصَّبْرِ, and also enjoining upon one another patience. And the Shaykh mentions the three types of patience, which are as-sabr ala ta'ati Allah, yani having patience upon obedience to Allah. وَالصَّبْرَ an ma'asiyat Allah, or ma'asiy Allah, naam, and having patience in abstaining from disobedience to Allah. Wa sabra ala aqdarillah al-mu'lima, and having patience with yani the painful decrees of Allah, that he the calamities that he decreed to befall us, yani enjoining upon one another patience. And then the Shaykh, he says this, he says fa bil amrayn al-awwalayn, so by the first two affairs, that is iman and amal as-salih, yukmil al-insan wal-abd nafsahu. By the first two affairs, the human being perfects himself. That's the salvation of yourself, iman and amal as-salih. Wa bil amrayn al-akhirayn, and by the last two affairs, that is enjoining truth and enjoining patience, yukmil ghayrahu. Yani he completes and perfects others besides himself. Yani the first two affairs is for the perfection of yourself, and the second two affairs, calling to the truth and enjoining patience upon one another, is for the benefit of the other people. And the Shaykh says finally, will be takmil al-umur al-arba'ah, and it is by the completion of four affairs, the two that are for yourself and the two that's for the rectification of the others in the society. وَبِالتَّكْمِيلَ الْأُمُورُ الْأَرْبَعَ يَكُونُ الْإِنسَانُ قَدْ سَلِمَ مِنَ الْخَسَارِ وَفَازَ بِالرِّبْحِ الْعَظِيمِ. It is by all four affairs that a person will be saved and safe from loss, and they will be successful in having achieved the great tremendous benefit. So this is yani just a brief yani discussion of this tremendous Surah, Surah Al-Asr, that Al-Imam al-Shafi said, if Allah had just revealed this as a hujjah upon his khalq and nothing else besides it, it would have been sufficient for them. Let it be sufficient for us. Let us know that it is required of every individual to have iman and amal as-salih and all that that includes. And that's not sufficient, but rather in order to be saved from yani al-khusr, al-khusran, yani is required that we also must call people to this iman and amal as-salih. And we must enjoin upon one another patience with whatever comes to us in the course of that. May Allah grant us success yani in observing some of what yani the Imam has advised us with, and what he has clarified for us and called us to and outlined in these few words that we have read tonight. May Allah yani open our hearts to accept it, to be receptive to it, yani to review yani what he has said with the intent of not just the benefit of the knowledge, but the intent of acting upon it. Now, not later, not tomorrow. But let us rectify our own, yani, fabda binafsik. Begin with yourself. Yani, begin with yourself. Let, yani, be diligent and eager in seeking knowledge so that you can have understanding of the deen, to benefit yourself and benefit the others, to rectify yourself and to rectify the society. May Allah accept our deeds from us, that they are done sincerely for his sake alone, and that they are done in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that by his mercy and his favor he accept them from us, and that he reward us for it, and that he pardon our shortcomings. Indeed, that he pardon our shortcomings, and that he multiply our deeds, and that he raise our station with him. Indeed, he is the one who does whatever he wills, and it's easy for him, and he's generous and kind. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.